This is being learned Lili Nishmat Moran Rabbi Avraham Yakim Ramei Zandvol HaKoyim Nishmat Rabbi Nisana Ben Rabbi Zalman Pinchas HaKoyim Nishmat Rabbi Yeshua Chaim Ben Rabbi Moche Tzvi HaLevi Nishmat Rabbi David Ben Ramei Shigrosman Kulam Zechonim Levroche Yerandaf Pei Beis Amed Aleph The second Tosfos Egla Arufe Eina Mishne. We first had a teretz of Rish Lakish B'Shem Rabbi Yanai. We had a problem. The Mishne says in Christus that if Nimsa Hoireg, so Teitzei B'Tire B'Eider. So the Egla goes back to the Eider. So the Pashtis of the Mishne seems to say that it was it only becomes an egla arufe b'shas arife, and if they found the hoireg before the arife, so there weren't any isurim chal on the egla, so therefore, teitze v'sire b'eida. So we had a kasha, in our Mishnah it says, that Rav Shimon holds if you shechted an egla arufe, is no chiev of oise v'es benoi, because it's a shchita shein eruye. So Rav Yanai had answered, it's egla rufa in a mishneh. That means that it's a tois. There's no such mandiyoma that holds that an egla rufa is osa bano. It only becomes nesar b'shas harife. So if you shecht it before, it's lichamuta. V'im taima. So Tosfos asks, v'loma dochak loymer eina mishneh. Why didn't Rabbi Yanai say that it's a machlokes tanoi? Kedemrinen beperik pascha de krisus, the tanoi pligi bohochi. The Gemara in krisus brings a machlokes tanoi, zatonet ve Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that egla rufe is also mechayim, al kaponim misheridam lenachaleisam. The Tan and the Mishnah holds that it's Mutter Mechayim. It's Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara says it's Machlokes Tanoim. So now, if an arm Mishnah says it's a Shchita Shein Eruya, so our Mishnah is going according to the Tan of the Beir Rabbi Shmuel. Why do you say Eina Mishnah? I mean, that's a Mordek Kasha. Yishloim Edeka Choyser Kabbalah B'yodo. He had a Kabbalah that this is a Fagreis, the Mishnah. I think others want to say that wasn't Mistava, there should be two Stam Mishnayis, there should be Soyser Zezer. We have a Stam Mishnah in Krisus that says it's only Netzer B'Shas Arife. Here we have a Stam Mishnah that it's a Shchita Shein Eruya. It's not Mistava that there should be two Stam Mishnayis which are Soyser Zezer. That's what others want to say. Soyser says Kachoisa Kabbalah B'yodim, that this Mishnah is a Fagreista Mishnah. Hiksho HaRav Moshe Mibundish. HaRav Moshe Mibundish is Amor Dikakasha. That, what's the whole problem? Amayloi Tomar, the Shoichet the Masnisen, Hainu Oyref. Shoichet the Masnisen means he made an Arife. He made an Arife of an Egla Rufe. We'll see soon by an egla rufe arifoso is a shchitoso. That's how you shecht an egla rufe. That's the shchita. We'll see it's not an avela. That's how you shecht an egla rufe. According to Rab Shimon holds about it. It's ain't avela chila. It doesn't have a shem shchita. L'gabi yoisi bez benoi. So we can make shalom al Yisrael. Or Mishnayish, the Mishnah Krisa says it becomes Neser B'Shas Arifa. Fine. That what it says in our Mishnah, Negla Rufa, means he made the Arifa, which is a Torah Shchita, and there should be a din of Oisei Ve'ez Benoi, there should be such a din. Now, according to Rab Shimon holds Shchita Shein Eruya, Ain't Lo Shmo Shchita, that is why there's no din Oisei Ve'ez Benoi, according to the Chachomim. There's a dinoy seves benoy. And by an egla rufa arifosa izu ishritos. That's the kasha hiksha Rav Moshe Mibundish. Amai loy komam, the shoychit, the masnisam haino oiret. Upota la Rav Shimon, and there's a toire shchite. No, it's a shchite shayne ruy, it's namut a bachila. Upota la Rav Shimon, mishum dloy chozi la chila. Ola abonam chayet, mishum da'arif ezui shchite. Kidomrinin bereish perik shnei siri, gabi soir amishtaleyach, Dechiyosai letzuk hainu shchitosai. That's called a shchita of the soil. Vechai mishemoisim es benoi. So if you doiche the soil, so if you shech benoi, the same day you chai it. Either was no shchita. Dechiyosai zui shchitosai. Obepeire krate soif amrinin, da arife metaheres midei nevele. That lemais, if you made an arife, there's no tumas nevela. So we see clearly that the arife of an egla, the dechia of the soil, has a din shchita. That's their shchita. That's their shchita. And the obel lemais, after the shchita, it's still, after this shchita, it's still also bachila. So the Mishnah is moiradik. According to Rav Shimon, there's no din of oisiv es benoi. It's not worse than any other shchita that is not matar b'achilim. According to the Chachamim, there is a din of oisiv es benoi. But now we avoid the problem of the Gemara. The Gemara is takashe. The Gemara is takashe. L'chayre, it's still matar b'achilim after the shchita. So the Gemara ends. I'm not speaking. He made a posh of the shchita. He made an arife. And this arife is a din shchita. As a memela, we're clearing a shayla. Is it also, or is it muta? Is it also toisiv es benoi? Is it muta or toisiv es benoi? Yeah. V'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, "Dimkei." But this is an iluyah shekashe that we could say that pshatan. That what it says, egla arufe, means he made an arife. That is a teira shchite, according to the Chachamim. Dimkein lehavle lemisne ha-shoychet ela ho-oire. That means, so why wasn't the Mishnah more explicit? The Mishnah says, ha-shoychet poris chato sheraniskol ve-egla arufe. So the Mishnah should have been the mava-ha-oire, egla arufe. Why did it go with ha-shoychet? So by story said, just like a shoychet, shoy aniskel means he made a maise shchita on the shoy aniskel. So a shoychet egla rufa means he made a maise shchita on the egla rufa. Not he made an arifa that is a din shoychet. The lotion is not mashma like that. The doichikul, Taisa says it's not a posha to teret. The dumetan is shoychet mishum achine. He's talking about a whole list. Boris chata shoy aniskel. So he says, by Egla Rufa also. Kidamrinan bepeirik beis, the Sefer Bekotchim, there the Mishnah is speaking about the franchise between Behema and Noi, the Sefer Bekotchim, va'aydin, we're talking about Malika and Natshrita, na'aydi the Solig me Behema, tonne Shrita, osek Shere, leitonim Malikose, but the Mishnah can call Malika Shrita. The whole Mishnah is talking about Shchita, so it calls the Malika of a Noif HaShchita. So Memela, this is not such a posha to test. Omar Rabbi Yanai Gvul Shemati Bo, Rabbi Yanai Letamei, the Islai Beperik Beis Diktushin, the Kapore Ksiv Bei Kekotshim. Rabbi Yanai holds that it says Kapore by Egla Rufa like Kotshim, Kapernov, Lohochi mitzera mechaim kemo yishar kotshim de mitzerei mechaim. So memele Rabbi Yanai Taka holds, if it is, it's kapora like kotshim, so just like kotshim are also mechaim, what in egla ruf is also mechaim. Vi ofu shom de darshine minei shom tehei kvur oso. Fraktoisves amurdike kasha, according to Rabbi Yanai, if it's also Mechayim, the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Ba'ol Fusham, after the Yarifa, we learn out that it's also Ba'ano. Ba'ol Fusham, Shom Teik Forosa, it's not allowed to use. It's also Ba'ano.
Fragt Teusus, according to Rabbiana, jetzt also Michaim already. Kapor exiv bei Kekotchem. So if it's also Michaim, so why, it's also Michaim, so why does the Pasuk have to tell us after the Arif it's also? So Teusus says, Va'olfu shom de dashine minei shom teik verose, itzach la'acha Arife, le'inei medishayim ishim shenasus mitzvosom. Well, let us just explain. There's a concept by Kochim of Nasis Mitzvosa. The Stipler explains in a note the concept of Nasis Mitzvosa we find by Kobonis. She yisoid isuran hu mishum shashayochim lehegdish lemitzvosa. It's also because it has to be used for hegdish. Ushenasis mitzvosen, vainly gavoye veminyan pocket in meila visaranoshevim. After the mitzvah was done, the Gemara says in Psochim that the dam after the zrike is, the dam is yaitzel nachal kidrain. They used to, after the mitzvah was done, the whole iser of the kolb and the whole din meal is because it's meyuchid le gavoye. After gavoye, it was niskayim, the tzairich that gavoye had. So now there's no need anymore for the Issam. So Taisu says a very gishmaket teretz. I would think that the reason it's also Michaim because you have to make a rife. After you made a rife, so then it's finished already. I would think it's mutter barno. That is why we have to tell us a pasuk ba'or fusham that after rife it's still also bano. Lishani kan koydem yiride kan la'acha yiride. The Gemara asked Akasha, why did Rabbiani say ene mishneh? Let him say that mishneh that says it's muta bano is speaking about before yiride la'acha leisam. And our mishneh is talking about after yiride, then becomes also bano. Taimei. Al kochach masnisen de krisis muchacha de loy mitza mechaim kedai kosa miseife de toni de kipra zveika vaholchala. The Mishnah is mavua clearly that the whole Isser is chal with the rifas. You couldn't say that Mishnah is speaking about koidem yirido lanachalesa. Gomar kicha kicha. Then the Gemara brought down that Rishloki shows we learn out Tzipoire Mitzoire from Egla Rufe, just like Egla Rufe Zosem Echaim, Tzipoire Mitzoire Zosem Echaim. Maskone Lekai Mahochi Pek Beis Dektushin, Lamasik de Rishloki Shketonet Vei Rabbi Yishmoel. Rishloki shows Tzipoire Mitzoire is also Mechaim, like Tonet Vei Rabbi Yishmoel. Yalef Hochi, Nema Machshir Umechaper Bifnim. Tonet Vei Rabbi Yishmoel said we find a Kolben that's a Machshir. We find a kolben that's mechaper. Perish machshir bifnim asham mitzoyre. That's machshir. That's metayer the mitzoyre. Mechaper shal kabonis. V'nema machshir o mechaper bechutz. Perish machshir tzipere mitzoyre. Mechaper agla rufe v'so mishtaleyach. So just like the machshir mechaper bifnim is also mechayim, so the machshir and mechaper bechutz is also mechayim. That's the Tiyemis, the Raya, that Tzipere Metzer is also Michaim. Big Basa, the Krisis, Mukilona, Mirav, Amnune, Dome Egla, Rufe, Mitze, Michaim, Ketonet, Verabi Shmuel. The Tema, Heich Mashmi, Mimilse, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Mitze, Michaim. Maybe it's only also Shlomo the Daik Mishum the Yitzchak Omer Machsher Mimechape El Liyosu Mechaim Lacheshchite by Tzipoirim Metzoire Yedinen Mivezer Shaloi Soichlu LaRabbi Zashchute Sarkochoch it is going on Mechaim. After the Shchite I know clearly that it's also Sarkochoch it's going before Shchite. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Anu sugye. Shnayim shelokru pora ubno. Two people purchased a pora ubno. That means you had, let's say, Reuven Shimon Levi, Reuben had a poor b'no, so Reuben sells the poor to Shimon, he sells the b'no to Levi. Fine. Eze shelokach rishon yishchet rishon. The first lekeach is entitled to shecht first. We'll see as the sugya progresses what this means. Vimkoda masheni zoche. But if the second one shechted first, so he was zoich. Let us see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef le'inyan dino tna. The Mishnah is speaking about le'inyan choshe mishpat, le'inyan did. Now let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi is there. Hodik toni mas nisen, mi shelokach rishayn, yishchayt rishayn. Lav le'inyan isa veheta. He's not telling us, legabi isa veheta, legabi didin, oisoy vez benoi, the first lekeach has to shecht first. It's not true. Shimrotza hasheni lishchayt. If the second one wants to shecht, rishayn, v'rishayn yamtin ad mochel, and the rishayn will wait till tomorrow. There's no din bedavke that the first animal that was purchased has to be geshochten today. The second has to be geshochten tomorrow. Shimrotza asheni lishchayt rishayn. If the sheni wants, he can shecht first. V'rishin yamtin ad mocha muta. Avodinu. So Rabbi Issa v'heta, there's no such halacha. Avodinu. Now, let's understand what the din is. In Bol Bezdin, if they came to Bezdin, Shebo ha'echot lishchayt, the first lekeach wants to shecht. V'chaveiroi oimer ani tzorech yoiser mimcha. That means like this. We have like this. We have again our scenario. Reuben sold Shimon the aim. He sold Levi the bet. Fine. Now, Levi tells Shimon, you know, I'm on the shech night, I'm a chasnut tonight. I have to shech the animal. He says, I'm sorry, I bought it. I'm on a shechta, not for a chasana, I want to have some as I meet today. I'm on a shechta. So let's go to the din Torah. So they go to the din Torah, and Levi explains that his need, he is a chasana tonight, and Shimon explains his need, which is not as I bichtig. So Bezdin will paskin, Oimrim lehem, we tell these two people, Shimon and Levi, Alekeach Rishain Yishchayt. I'm sorry. The Lekeach Rishain is entitled Al Pichayshin Mishpot to Shech today. Why? Shalmenach Kain Lokach. When he purchased it from Reuven, the understanding was, when he bought it from Reuven, now Reuven has the Ben. If Reuven's going to Shech the Ben, when he bought it from Reuven, if Reuven's going to Shech the Ben, I can't Shech it today. So when Shimon bought it from Reuven, there's an understanding, I'm buying it to shech, I should be able to shech today, so there's a mutual understanding, you can't shech, Reuven, you can't shech, I'm buying it to shech, so you can't shech today. So through that Shimon purchased it from Reuven, so there was chal adin on Reuven, the moicher, you can't shech it today. Because Shimon purchased it, he should be able to shecht it today. Not, I'm buying it now, I have to stick around with it, and you're going to shecht first, and I wait till tomorrow. That's the understanding. I bought it, I should be able to shecht today. And how can it be that I can shecht today if you won't shecht? If Reuven won't shecht, then Shimon can shecht. Nah. She'ilu le'mocha balabayis l'sheini. What would be if the Reuven would not have sold it to Levi? Ve'ikev la'atmoy, oyelekeach sheichet. That was the din. That was the understanding. That I'm buying it for you, from you today, I should be able to shech today, so that means I'm getting like a guarantee from you that you won't shech it today, so I'll be able to shech it. So now, so if the Moicher, this Reuben, who possesses now the Ben, he personally does not have a schus in Choshen Mishpat to Shechta today, because that was the understanding with the first Mechire, that Shimon could Shechta today, and therefore I will not Shechta. So when Reuben sells the second behemoth to Levi, Levi cannot possess more than Reuben possessed. So just like Reuben did not have a Choshen Mishpat to get right to Shechta today, because he told Shimon, you can Shechta today, and that means I will not Shechta it, I will be my name myself from Shechting it. So the same thing when he sold it to Levi, so Ma Mocha Rishon L'Sheni Kol Shchus Shetovi L'Yodei, he can only sell to Levi what he himself possessed. V'chein Shoninu B'tei Sefte, Aleikeach mi balabayis, who kaidem le balabayis. The leikeach is before the balabayis. Shal menas kein lokach. That is the understanding. I'm buying from you now. A behemoth that I should be able to shechta today. So there's an understanding that I have a schus that you can't shechta that was nichla on the mechira rishayne. So memele the loikeach sheni cannot possess more than the moicher had possessed. So just like the moicher did not have the capabilities to shech the ben, so the loikeach also doesn't have the capabilities to shech the ben. Now, this halacha that Tveres Yaakov says is if the Rishon is makpid. It means if the Rishon is makpid, he says maybe he schleps him to Din Torah, or maybe he tells him he's makpid. I don't want you to shech today. Then there's a din. Then there's a din, a choshem mishpatik din, that the linyan dinot na. There's a din, there's a choshem mishpatik din, either if he brought him to Din Torah, or if he's makpid. What if there is no beferishe hakpode mitzad the rishon? Beferishe hakpode that I want to shechta today. There's no beferishe hakpode. So now the Tiferes Yaakov said now there's an issa veheta to kishayla. Now mitzad issa veheta, he says like this: Reuben that is a right to shecht, he does not have to worry in Yerideya was the other animal geshecht. I was, this animal was sold to me that I should shecht it. I don't have to worry if the other animal was geshecht. He's allowed to shecht it. The second one, if there's no akpot, if there's no dinterim, the second one is not allowed to shech today, because maybe the first one shechted. But if the second one heard that the first one did not shecht it, and he went and shechted it, so then that shad bim kodam asheni zocha. Now let us see the Gemara. Tone. Im kodam asheni areze zoriz v'niskar. Zoriz deloy ovad isurim v'niskar dekaochel bisro. Let us see what Rashi says. Loy ovad isure shehigdim ba'atzmoy shloyovoy lidei isa. That means by shechting first, he accomplished that he'll know that he won't be over an isa. There's another animal around, and by shechting first, he's a zoriz. V'niska yesh lei revach sheichel ayim boso. So the Teres Chaim, I think that the Teres Yaakov also learns like this. This Bereise is a pirish on the Mishnah. The Bereise is a pirish on the Mishnah. V'kodam ha-sheini zocha. So be'emison. So we have to understand, if the din is that the first one is entitled to shech, so what says, v'kodam ha-sheini zocha, Zoriz v'niska. So that's why the Teferet Shakiv wants to say the din and the Issa Beheter are two different cases. The din is, if he knows he's makpid, if he heard Beferish that the first one is makpid, that the second one should shecht, or if he brought him to a din teire, and he says that you shouldn't shecht, so then that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Shnaim shalokhu parobno, eize shalokachishen yishket. The din is, in Choshem Mishpat, he is a raya to be toiveya that I have the schus shchita today. That is if he's toiveya and he's makpid. But if we do not hear an akpade from him, and there was no tevia, so then if the second one heard that the first one did not shecht, he's allowed to shecht, and he's a zoris, that he chapped a rain, that he wasn't even a yisr, and so it's when he's going to eat boso today. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Shochat Poro, he shechted a Poro, Ve'achar kach shnei boneho, and then he has two sons, Soifik Shmoine, she get 80 Malkis, because each child is a Bezundere Lav. You say there's Benoi, so the each child is a Bezundere Lav. Shochat shnei boneho, Ve'achar kach shochto, Soifiges a boy. So here he did one Maise Shchite. We see that just like Oisev is Bnei Zos Bnei Vos is also Osa. So he shechted the two sons. He didn't do any Abeir with the sons because they're garnished. Now he shechted the mother. So we'll see as the Sugya progresses. This is one Abeir. You're not allowed to shecht the son. You're allowed to shecht the mother. So there's two sons. Vachakach shechta Soifiges a boy. Shochta ves bito ves bas bito soifek shmoine. Now this din is a very interesting din. Shochta ves bito. So now shochta ves bito. So it's oisiv es benoi. Fine. Ves bas bito. So it's vayta oisiv es benoi. Now because the daughter is a daughter and a mother. So memele. Shachta ves bita ves bas bita. Soifek shmeinim. So you twice over an oisei ves benoi. You shechted the bas, that's the ben of the oiso. Then when you shechted her bas, that's the ben of the bita. Shachta ves bas bita. He shechted the poro and the granddaughter. Nothing. There's no problem. The shochta ves bas bito. Va'achar kach shochat bito. Now he shechted the bito. Now when he shechted the bito, so now the bito is the daughter of the babe. The bito is the mother of the granddaughter. So he now, with one Maisa Shchite, he did two Averis. He shechted the daughter of the mother and the mother of the daughter. So that's what he did. Soifik Yesar Boy. So the Tanakama holds, he did one Maisa Shchite. There's two reasons why you're not allowed to do it. It's a daughter of the mother and the mother of the daughter. Fine. He shechted the grandmother, the granddaughter, which is nothing, and then you shechted the mother. So the mother is the daughter of the grandmother, the mother is the mother of the granddaughter. So memele, so fine, so you weren't allowed to shecht the mother for sure. There's two reasons why you're not allowed to shecht the mother. Al kaponim, you did one maisa aveire, one maisa, which there are two reasons why it's also. So the Tanakama holds, he get once Malkis. Sumche Zaymem Vishum Rabbi Meir Seifet Shmeinim. Sumche says you get twice Malkis. You did two Averis. Even though it's one Maise, you get two Averis. Vachak, now let us see Rashi. Vachkach Shochto Seifet Es Aboim. That means we're speaking about that he shechted the two sons. And then he shechts the mother. Then can shchitas isa el aches. There's one shchitas isa. There's two sons. This is a mother of two sons. Gemara Yalef, the Bnoi Vaisai Namichai. It's not Tapka Oisai of Bnoi, Bnoi Vaisai Namichai. Shochto Vesbito, Vahakach es Basbito, Yeshkan Shnei Oisai Ves Bnoi. There's two Oisai Ves Bnoi. The grandmother, the mother, so that's already Oisai Ves Bnoi. Yeshachta the mother. The mother and the granddaughter, so that's second time Oisai Ves Bnoi. Shachto ve'es bas bito. He shechted first the grandmother and then the granddaughter. Ein kan adayin iso. There's nothing. There's no iso whatsoever. Va'acha kach shochat es bito. Then he shechted the bas. V'yesh b'shchita zu shnei isurim. There's two isurim when you shecht the bas. Oisoi ve'es benoi mishum imo. Because this oyser is named Mishum Imo, Ubnoi Vaisai Mishum Bito Shalzu Shekvanishchata. So now this oyser is Bnoi, the grandmother, so now the mother is Oisai Ves Bnoi. And then, since he checked previously the granddaughter, so it's Bnoi Vaisai. Saifek Arboi, the Chad Lavu, it's one lav, Lysishchata Oisai Ves Bnoi, it's one lav. The lab works higher. Oisai says, "Benoi." V'chad asro, it's one asro. V'chad maise, it's one maise, one lab, one asro. You get one times malchus. Shemaynim v'taima de sumches meforish pigmor. So let us see the Gemara. So first the Gemara. The Mishnah says, if you shechted first the child and then the mother, it's also. Like the Gemara, Amai Oisai Vespenoi Amarachmone, Loi Benoi Vaisai. It seems this is first you shech the mother and then you shech the child. So the Gemara Loi Salkedaitach. The Sanye, Oisai Vespenoi. Engli Ella Oisai Vespenoi. Is an Isa Oisai Vespenoi. Oisai ve'es imoi minai. How do you know oisai ve'es imoi? Kshu oima loisishchatu is a loshen rabim. We're talking to two shoichtim. They made two shoichtim made a maise shchite, and both of them are noiva aveira. Areika and shnai. So both of them are noiva aveira. By two shoichtim. Okay, so. Echad ha-shoichet ha-saporet. One shechted the porret. Ve-echad ha-shoichet es-imo. And someone else shechted the aim of the porret. Ve-echad ha-shoichet es-beno. Yishnayim ha-choynim chayobet. So that means, if you heard someone shechted a porret, and then someone shechted the mother of the porret, someone shechted the daughter of the porer. So this loisishchata, we're talking to two shochtim. And both of them will get malchus. Both of them will get malchus. So one is getting malchus for shechting a mother after a daughter. One is getting malchus for a daughter after a mother. So you see clearly that both of them are awesome. Shnayim v'achoynim chayov. Next Gemara. Hai mi boile legufe. I mean, you have to tell us that, to tell us the Issa, Issa Bes Benoit, Sumasism ken lichtoi loisishchait. You shouldn't shecht. Mai loisishchatu. You talk to two shochtim. So he's telling two shochtim, they're doing an aveiris. What should two shochtim are shechting two behemoths? And both of them are doing an Averis al-Kochok, that's the case. One is shechting the mother of the Porah, one is shechting the daughter of the Porah. So Memele, so both of them are Iva, Koloshen Rab. Vakati mi boile, dikosav rachmone leisishchayit, hav amine chad ein, chayloi. Maybe you need the same shoichet to shecht both. That means maybe the whole din oisiv is benoy is that if you shecht the one shoychet shechts the aim and the ben, there's an issa. But if one person shechts the aim and another person shechts the ben, maybe there's no issa whatsoever. So the loisishchet was coming to tell us that even there were two shechtim, there's an issa not allowed to shecht the ben after the shechitas aim, even though it's a different shechet. But not to tell us that there's two isurim, that one is shechting the aim, one is shechting the aim apor, one is shechting the bas apor. The Gemara says, in Cain, if that's the whole purpose of the pasuk to tell us that by two shechtim, there's an isur of oisiv es benoi, in Cain, lichtoi loy yishochetu, halosh nifal. Let it say that the aim and the ben should not become geshochten b'yoymecher. And if we would say that, so it's irrelevant who shechted them. One person shechted them. Two people shechted them. If we would say lo yishochei tu, that you should see that b'yoymecher, the aim and the ben shouldn't be geshochten. And here I would know already, it doesn't matter if one shechted shechted or two shechted shechted it. Yemailoisishchatu means that two people are shechting and two people are being oiva naveire. So here it's coming to tell us that what? That Yoiva Sai and the aim of the ben, Sai and the ben of the aim. Let us see Rashi. Loisishchatu loshin rabim mashme. Mashma aloshin rabbi. Two. Harekan shnaya. Hizer eshneya. There's azore to both. Bein im shoychet aim. Sayu shechted aim. Bein im shoychet habas. Sayu shechted habas. There's an issa on sh. The mashkachas lo shnaya moibrim. You don't have two people being oibin abere. Ella bisholosh behemes. With only three behemes. Now, Rashi says, interesting tzir, v'ketzad, bas, ve'ein, u'bas. Rashi says, a very interesting tzir. First, you shechted a bas. Then they shechted the aim. So then you chayim of the aim of the bas. And then you shecht the sister of the first bas, now you're over, the bas of the aim. The aim of Shnei Bonel, if it's speaking about Yeshechter two sons, Lamalikro, Pshite, Malichad, Malitre, you need a pasuk to tell me that if two people shech two sons, they'll get, both of them will get Malkis. Shechne Mechai Vahai, Mechai Vahai. One killed, one shechted one son, one shechted the other son. Bibeporo, Ubito, Ubas, Bito, if the pasuk is coming to tell us, there's three behemoths. And the second one shechted the mother, and the third one shechted the granddaughter. Pshita tavayu aisev es benoinino. Alakochoch be'echad shoychet poret. Vahasheini es imo, vashlishi es bito. Kamalashminin, labnoi ba'oisei nami mechaif. So that is pshat the posik. The posik is telling us that two people can shecht. Two people will get Malkis, and the Malkis is because one shechted a mother of a daughter, and one shechted a daughter of a mother. So Memele, that's the Loshen Leisishchatu. Yeah. Maybe I would think that you need the same Sheikhet for both. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, let it say, loy yishochei tu. The aim and the bas should not be geshocht, and the mashmalay de echad, loy de shnaim, loy yiyu nishchotin. My loy sishchatu, the mashmalay the tavayi of the yisure. So the case of the posik is tavayi of the yisure is speaking about that, we have that either Warashi's first he shechted the bast, then the second one shechted the aim, the third one shechted another bast. So here we have that there's an issa of v'noi v'oisoi and oisoi v'es v'noi.